And that was our flashback to November 9th, 1997. We're going to break my promise or change my mind regarding David Rovics and playing his music. I'm going to play another one of his songs. And again, this is from the History of the World. It's from, if you're watching this or listening to it online, episode 12. You can get to David Rovics, A History of the World. According to David Rovics, it's free, sometimes a little hard to access, but I think worth accessing. This covers the period 2009 to 2011, episode 12 does. It contains, looks like, at least 9 different songs. This one is about Private Chelsea Manning, who was arrested and imprisoned for revealing U.S. war crimes in Iraq. Then he was known as Bradley Manning. This is the song for Chelsea Manning.
There had been many rumors of U.S. military forces and contractors committing war crimes in Iraq. Daniel Ellsberg, who was responsible for publishing what became known as the Pentagon Papers, documenting many U.S. war crimes in Vietnam, appealed to people within the military to do what he did decades earlier. Chelsea Manning was one who stepped forward. An intelligence analyst in Iraq, she had security clearance and used it, copying evidence of war crimes onto a CD and getting it to WikiLeaks. The fact that U.S. forces had killed journalists and children beneath them on the streets of Baghdad from a helicopter and then covered up what they did was, one might think, the story that should be news in relation to what Chelsea Manning had brought to light. But instead, she was arrested and imprisoned in May 2010, eventually having the remainder of her sentence commuted by President Obama before he left office in 2017.
Reports find the pattern sifting through. As she read the data, the patterns did emerge. Patterns that were clear both before and since the surge. Patterns of abuse of the most horrific kind. Gunning down civilians out of view and out of mind. Gunning down the opposition in the middle of the night. Sending off the scholars to be tortured out of sight. Sometimes you need desperate measures when you live in desperate times. Private Manning saw she was looking at war crimes. She wondered what to do to allow the dead to speak. She finally decided to contact WikiLeaks. Now it's all out on the table and everybody knows. The emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes. Skin. He stabbed Chelsea in the back, called the cops and turned her in. But not before the soldier took 500,000 files. If you printed all the pages, they'd stretch on for miles. Evidence against the state, right from the horse's mouth. Machinations in the west, bombings in the south. A treasure trove of details for all the globe to see. How much they need to lie and kill for democracy. How many drones hit villages, leaving everyone to die. They blamed on someone else, the official lie, not I. How many coups have been plotted by ambassadors who say that free and fair elections be the order of the day? Now it's all out on the table and everybody knows. The emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes. Out of the bottle, and they're trying to stuff it back and stop it from from illuminating everything we lack, such as the rule of law, or plagued by the book. Look, you can read it, it's right here. The ship of state is run by crooks, and they vilify the messengers, call them every name, for daring to blow the whistle on the nature of their game. The game of taking lives and endangering the rest, in order for the wealthy few to do what they do best. Dominate the world for the corporate elite, but now their cover's blown from their head down to their feet. And now the Stars and Stripes is looking much more like a rag. The lid is off the box, the cat's out of the bag. Now it's all out on the table, and everybody knows the Emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes. It's all out on the table, and everybody knows the Emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes.
And if you're interested, the Collateral Murder video, as it's called, the most famous thing exposed by Chelsea Manning, it's available on YouTube. That happened in 2007. But we're going back to 1997 for another flashback, another partial flashback to this, a partial show, I should say, from November 21st, 1997. About 2 weeks after the flashback you've just heard. It's got a discussion with Skidmark Bob, a musician who got a ticket for panhandling downtown from Officer Richards, who was, I guess, surveilling the Feed the People group, or it happened at the Feed the People group, which was a kind of a Food Not Bomb style meal run by a man called Sean Alimi and John Earth, as well as numerous other volunteers. They were on Pacific Avenue, which delighted the merchants to no end. I speak sarcastically here, if you miss my voice tone. And Bob discusses his ticket at length, and then later you get to hear City Council discussion of the debate on whether to make Celia Scott mayor. Celia Scott recently died in 2025, as we jump back to where we are now. But she was one of the few pretty earnestly liberal, although I've got criticisms of her too, I'm afraid. But there was a coalition that supported her, and she got to be mayor in 1997. In spite of the opposition of Rotkin, Kennedy, and Matthews, who wanted somebody else of a more conservative bent. And you get to hear Charles Gray, one-time Santa Cruz activist, who I contacted when I was traveling to Eugene. I think I took some trips that year. And he talks about how Eugene had opened up an area where homeless people could sleep. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was part vehicular and part ground sleepers, but he talks about that, and I think it would have been well for our city council to listen. Of course, they didn't. Then there's a bit about the eviction of folks on the South Spit Jetty, which is an area near Eureka in Northern California. We talked to Reverend Eric Duff about the ejection of folks who had lived there, and it's kind of shocking to even hear it again. And again, we don't have all of it. Maybe someday, as I said, I'll be able to uncover, recover, transcribe, and get these tapes available, because I think this on-the-ground testimony is really important and also gives you the detail that brings this not just alive for its period of time, nearly 30 years ago in 1997, but also makes you realize the significance and the horror of this kind of thing still continuing time after time to poor human beings over the last 30 years, and still facing this now, big time, in the urban areas and in Santa Cruz, as they sweep people. raid their camps, destroy their property. And not just produce a lot of stress, but essentially destroy community that could have helped them live their lives or even find ways into housing if that's what they want. So anyway, here's the November 21st, 1997 flashback, or part of it anyway.